got up to 11. Yeah.
I'm all right. I'm good. As long as it, you know, I only, you know, once it goes over 15, usually then you got to be a little bit careful, depending on how that wind's going. You know, straight winds are easier than something that swirls.
Doug, a few guys have said that winning the playoff game was only part of, like, the success of last weekend.
It
was Fowler.
Oh, okay.
No, that keeping this group together is just as important, the camaraderie in this building. Can you speak to how the camaraderie is in that locker room and what you've done to build that camaraderie over the years?
I don't know if I can take credit for that I have done anything. I tried to make sure the players understood, you know, what we were doing and why we were doing it. I think a lot of the credit goes to the players. And I said, you know, a lot of credit, you know, when I get asked about the free agency and the three players you brought in on defense, you know, I talk a lot about what they did. But, you know, the other side of that is obviously the rest of the team that's in there, you know, and the job that they've done being to accept that. I do think, you know, that this team really enjoys being around each other. I think that's the feel I get in a locker room. Like after practice or things of that nature, they'll talk to each other, joke with each other. You know, there's much more communication now going on in a locker room than maybe early on when we first came. I think nowadays, you know, because of the world we live in, you know, you come out after practice, the first thing someone does, they're going to go to their phone. You know what I'm saying? Look at all the messages and do things of that nature. But, you know, there's much more communication and banter in the locker room now, which I like. You know, I like seeing our players interact like that.
Doug, what's the update on Blair Brown? He's on practice yesterday.
Yeah, I think we're not going to practice today, and we'll get him going tomorrow.
He was extremely disappointed. You spoke highly of him yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, how much of a disappointment is for you to, you know, have a guy at this stage get injured?
Well, I don't think we're there yet. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not disappointed at all right now. You know, I would never be – I always get disappointed. The only time I use that word disappointed is if the player is not available because he's worked so hard. But, you know, I think he'll give it a go tomorrow and we'll see where he's at.
Barry Church said he was really impressed with how much film study and how good of a stooge Jalen is.
Mm-hmm.
Is it rare for young guys to get that quickly?
A lot of it depends on the player. You know, a lot of it depends on – you know, how he's been coached before, you know, where he's come from. And then when you get into the NFL, getting what someone with experience who's older has success is, you know, and being able to show them that. We have a responsibility as coaches to do that too, you know, to make sure you show players how to watch film. It's probably one of the most overrated things at times. If you say, you know, well, our guys watch film, a lot of people can watch film, but at the end of the day, what are you getting out of that film? You know, what are you actually watching? What are you actually doing? I think those are the things. I know I was always big on that with when I was an assistant coach of, okay, let's watch this reel. This is what this reel is. This is why we're watching it. This is what we're looking for. This is the information we're trying to get out of this. A lot of times people just watching, if they're just watching the game, then they just become fans watching it. But I think that, you know, Jalen is very specific in what he's watching. That's something that he's had before he came here, and that's something that I believe that, you know, is only getting better and better, and you get better with experience as you go with that.
You can't be an elite player in this league without doing that, right?
For a long time. I think you can be an elite player. There have been elite players in this league, you know, with just based on just talent. They're just better. But they don't last as long. You don't have that consistency. You know, you see the flashes of it, but I think when you're – and there's a lot of things that come into that of taking care of your body, what you're doing in the off season, you know, your preparation during the season, you know, things of all that nature. There's a lot of things that come into play with, you know, players that can play at a high level for a long period of time.
I was listening, worked off to the side yesterday. It looks like you guys are expecting to have him back today. What sort of progress has he made?
Who's that?
Paul Bisalski.
Oh, good. Good progress. Yeah, he's practicing.
Kind of an abdomen. Do you have any kind of details on what?
No, I just think it's more of the abdomen. I think they were able to get it more focused on what it was.
Is it a benefit to have a guy like Jalen Ramsey, though? When you look at Antonio Brown, you can play him in singles. A lot of teams can't do that. How beneficial that is that you have a guy?
I think a lot of teams have one. We've got two. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, John, we're fortunate to have two. I mean, if you look at AJ, AJ has the second lowest total ever, you know what I'm saying, from a corner as far as, like, quarterback rating. Not only should I say ever, I should say, I don't know, the past 10 years or whatever it has been, something like that. So I don't ever feel like, hey, we have one, you know what I'm saying? A lot of teams have one. We have two. You know, so we're always looking at, okay, which one do we feel matches up best with what other player, rather than going, oh, no, we got to match him up with him. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, we feel fortunate about that. We feel fortunate that we got a linebackers. You know, our linebackers can match up. You know, we feel fortunate that our safety, T. Gipp, like I keep saying, you know, we keep playing, you know, all these really good tight ends that we have played, whether it's, you know, Delanie Walker, whether it's Jimmy Graham, whoever it may be, you know. And T. Gipp, he's the one that's matched up on them a lot, one-on-one, too. And he's really done a hell of a job. And I think that's why I've always tried to say that he's having a heck of a year. People talk about the tight ends and their productions when they come into it, you know. But he's been the guy that's been covering him in man coverage, you know what I'm saying, when we're in man most of the time. So we have good matchups across the board. Because when you get to matchups, and you see teams do this all the time, if they feel they have a better matchup, they'll expose that consistently until you make a change.
You typically talk about focusing on the task at hand. Will you have any rules regarding the watching of the Titans-Patriots game, just because you just want people to focus on this game and not necessarily the future?
Okay, I'm going to say this to you. I'm going to make up another rule. You can't watch that game on Saturday.
Deal.
Okay?
No problem.
I can't make up those rules. Come on. But my point is, hey, listen, we'll be traveling. We'll be doing a lot of stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? We're focused on our game. You know, we all like to see what's going on. I mean, if someone tells me a score, I'm not going to be like, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to know. I mean, you know, business as usual. Here we go. All that stuff doesn't matter unless we go out there and play well and win.
Martavis Bryant had a little trouble early or middle of the year. Is he active for a game or two? How has he bounced back, and what sort of role does he have in their offense right now?
Yeah, I don't know. He is in trouble. I don't even know.
He was benched. I think he had some off the field issues, right? Wasn't he benched for a game?
I don't.
Yeah, I think he wanted the ball more.
He wanted the ball more. Yeah, he wanted to talk about requesting a trade. Just anything.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I wouldn't know anything about that stuff.
What is his role in the offense now? You know, there's a lot of talk about Brown and Juju, but what does Martavis bring?
He's a hell of a player. I mean, he's a tough matchup. You know, he's got vertical stretch. He's got speed. He's someone that we've seen. I mean, he's returned back there a couple times. He can make people miss. So, you know, he's an outstanding player. They got three of them. I mean, they got three guys out there, you know, that are all very, very, very dangerous. I mean, they got talent. You know, it's like I said before, they have, you know, when you look at the roster from top to bottom, probably the most talented roster that we play. And I'm not taking away from any of the teams we played, but I mean, they have the most Pro Bowlers. They have, you know, guys that have experience. They have guys that are playing extremely well, you know, from top to bottom.
What do you think of the Steelers' offensive line? What are they?
They're really good. I mean, you know, I think they have, you know, Mike Munchak and I know each other well. I think he's an outstanding coach. You can see it, you know, with the players. But they've been good for a long time, you know, and I think that Mike's gotten the most out of them. You know, the right tackle's coming back. He didn't play against us the first time. I think he's a heck of a player now. I mean, you talk about a big guy that can really move and is athletic. You know, he has done that. And then, you know, three out of five are in a Pro Bowl. That's enough said right there.
You talk about the confidence that you have because of the two guys you have in corner. What intangibles does AJ bring to the table? It seems like he kind of plays with a little bit of an extra chip on his shoulder, too.
Well, I think a lot of that, you're talking about our corners or with the chips on their shoulders?
Yeah.
I just think that every player is different in how they motivate themselves. You know what I'm saying? So I'm okay with them playing with a chip on their shoulder. And, you know, pretty much that's how we've played as a team. You know, we all got a little chip on our shoulder. We all, you know, are striving to be a good football team. This is stuff that I'm talking about from the beginning of the year. You know, because before that, you know, no one really talked about us or no one really said anything. And, you know, we just wanted to work extremely hard. And the same thing, like I talked about with our fans, and earn, I don't want to say respect. Everyone respects each other that plays the game. But, you know, to say, hey, you know what, those guys are pretty good. You know, those guys got a pretty good team.
For AJ, what sort of intangibles do you feel like he brings to the table?
AJ works, I mean, He's extremely intelligent. He's another one that studies extremely well. I think, you know, when you look at those two corners, I think the one thing that keeps coming up in my mind when I look at the whole season is just how competitive they are in everything. I mean, really, at the end of the day, I mean, I keep saying it. They don't want a ball completed on them in practice. You know, so, you know, you're talking about, you know, someone that takes two players that take an unbelievable great deal of pride, you know what I'm saying, in what they do. And that's, you know, we have a lot of players like that on our team. That's what's helped us to get better.
We joked about the weather with you a little bit, but I mean, how much do you obsess about that every week? Are you
the weather?
Checking, yeah, every day you check the forecast? Or
yeah, I do. I'm fine. I mean, I got enough fat around my body that I'm not going to get – I'm going to be great.
I didn't mean it. Like,
oh, you talking about the players?
Yeah, well, for game planning and all that
stuff.
No,
we just tell them, hey, this is what it's going to be. This is, you know, we just say, hey, you know, hey, here's the weather. Here's what's going on. This is what – that's it. And more so just for, like, you know, their footwear. I mean, footwear now is crazy, right? I mean, it's unbelievable. All these different types of styles and cleats and – yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, so I'm always like, hey, I'm just want to give them the information so they can make good decisions on what they want to make sure that they bring up there.
But it does impact the game plan somewhat if you know that you're going to get some bad stuff, right? I mean,
like 3 feet of snow?
Yeah, heavy wind.
Yeah, I mean, you know, but a lot of times you just got to be able to do that, adjust that day, you know what I'm saying? Because you can't, you got to understand what's going on during the week, prepare, you know, and then obviously if you get hit with, you know, all of a sudden a monsoon type wind kicks up or things of that nature, you got to be able to adjust and go. No different than if someone does something schematically there. You know, like I said before, it is what it is. You're going to play. They're going to put the ball down. They're going to blow the whistle. You know what I'm saying? And here we go. I don't think our guys are too concerned about what else is going on the outside except for the performance on the field. I really believe that.
Doug, in what ways has Miles Jack gotten better over the last few months?
I mean, all of us are trying to get better every week. You know, I think that Miles has done a nice job. Obviously, he has a dot on. He can play multiple positions for us. I mean, he calls the defense. He does a heck of a job. I mean, he's a good football player. You know, getting better and better. You know, each week, and that's. And these games like this get you better, you know. They really do. When you start playing late in the season like that, you're getting better, you know. And that's the one thing I've always talked to the players about is that, you know, the one thing in the NFL is you never stay the same. You're either getting worse or you're getting better.
Do you like how he's handled year one of being the guy calling the defense?
Oh, he's done a great job. He really has. He works hard at it, though. I mean, it's not something that, like, you know what I'm saying, people don't understand. I don't think – I've never been around a player that could just, you know, just do it – naturally, they got to put a little extra work in. He's done that.
What sort of relationship do you have with Mike Tomlin?
I mean, I like Mike. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like when you say relationship, like give me some examples. Like you and I?
Have you guys crossed paths? I mean,
no, our relationship? I would say we have probably a relationship like you and I have. You know, you see him, say hello. Hey, how's it going? Yeah. You know, what's going on? Went up practice against him a couple of days when I was in Buffalo. You know, hey, great job this season. Or, you know, you've done a great job. But, you know, that's... that's pretty much it. You know, professional relationship, I guess. I like Mike, though.
Do you have concerns about getting this running game together with your offensive line?
Yeah, if we don't win.
You think it had to come down to you running the football to win this football game?
I don't know. I don't know yet. I'll know after the game. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Oh, coach, you know, if, you know. I mean, we throw it, you know, 50 times and, you know, and win the game. I'll say it didn't come down to that. You know what I'm saying? If we throw 50 times and we don't win the game, then I'll say, well, shoot, it did come down to that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I think like anything else, everyone's trying to be balanced in what they do, you know, when they go out there. You know, and obviously it's something that we need to do a better job of. I mean, I've come out and said and have said that already. So, you know, it'll be a challenge for our guys up front. Like I said before, we've got to win on first and second down. We don't want to be in third and long against this team. They do a heck of a job now. I mean, second in the NFL in sacks on third down. They have some really good pressure packages. And, you know, it's going to be a great challenge for us on offense.
Cool. Thanks, though.
All right, guys.